Welcome to Mortgage Sales Playbook. I'm Pat Sherlock, your host. My podcasts are where top producers, sales leaders, and industry experts share strategies that drive real sales success. No fluff, just actionable insights to help you master the art of selling and leading. Today, we're going to talk about a really important topic, and I think it's very appropriate today, the speed to need. And I have, again, the perfect person, Dave Savage, who's well-known within our industry. He's an icon. He certainly has developed a fabulous technology. So I'm thrilled to have you, Dave.
It's good to be here, Pat. Looking forward to it.
I like this topic, the speed to need, because I think it really talks about what we're in the midst of trying to and actually get our hands around. And why don't you talk a little bit about how you see what speed to need is?
Well, we hear a lot of talk about tip-to-tail homeownership platform. I mean, the first time I heard that word was literally the day that Rocket acquired Mr. Cooper and Redfin, tip-to-tail. And, right. And literally within days after that, I heard of click to final payment, you know, implying that when a consumer starts to click around and have intent, and final payment meaning that they've had their homeownership journey and they're debt-free. And by the way, those are great terms. I use them all the time. I think accordingly. But one of the things that we started thinking about at Mortgage Coach and Trust Engine is how can we get to the consumer? And by the way, I also hear the term a lot, speed to thought. Like, how can we get to the consumers thinking about it? But I think we need to beat it all. Like the one who wins is who gets to the need of the consumer, even before the consumer is aware that they have a need. And so that's that. And we can use data to understand eligibility, like to do propensity scoring around, someone's eligible and they're buying. It's a little harder to do. And you're only getting to that consumer at speed to click. So I just think where things are at, getting to the needs of the consumer in the funnel. And then I also think there's another part of that. And that's like people are confused. Should I buy now? Should I wait?
Right.
And so to me, the mortgage professional that can have a really effective conversation with the customer, understand their problems, understand their needs, and literally address those needs at the, you know, running a credit report. So I think speed to need is at the top of the funnel. And then I think the speed to need is like right before we enter loan manufacturing. There's two opportunities to win.
So when you look at, and you raised about having the propensity information, what I see at the loan officer level is that the corporate side might have this data, but it never seems to get down to the field level. And as a result, the data analysis that you need to do before you just do cold calling, which what's the point if you don't know who you're targeting? It does seem there's a disconnect where we have a lot of data, but it doesn't seem to get down to the field level with the person actually having the interaction.
Yeah, well, so with my role of chief growth officer at TrustEngine, like my full-time job is an obsession is LO adoption.
Sure.
So I've, you know, we sold Mortgage Coach, we bought Sales Boomerang, we got data, and still the biggest challenge was LO adoption. So our philosophy on it is, one, it has to be mobile. So if you're really going to get to the loan officer and you're going to deliver speed to need experience, it's got to be a mobile first experience. You need data. So you need to be able to like predict need with data. And then when you talk to loan officers and most executives that have CRMs and they, you know, they have the CRM that loan officers don't log into because primarily they're not simple. And by the way, loan officers need CRMs. I always say, you know, guys, have a CRM, use your CRM. But there's still more issues. Like, for example, if you really ask loan officers why they don't call those needs, they don't know what to say. Or they say the wrong things, so they don't get great results. So that's another thing that we've thought through is like, let's give them scripts. Let's put it in their mobile device. Let's give them a little mobile alert that it's there. And then let's give them what to say if they call, what to say if they text, what to say if they email. So I think we don't have it solved, but I think that you need to have that ingredients. You have to give them scripts, you have to give them data, and you have to do it in a mobile-centric way. That's our philosophy.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. You have to script them because I know I'm involved with that a lot with loan officers myself when I'm teaching prospecting. But talk about this whole issue of the loan officer getting earlier in front of the customer, which is what it's all about. And so you're talking about at the speed to need or the speed to thought. But what I see loan officers is really still working the traditional model. Let the realtor or the referral source generate that lead, and then it comes to me, and that's when I start to do my job. Whereas really they need to be further in front, and that's really one of the dramatic changes within mortgage selling. The better producers do that, the less productive people do not. What is your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, you're 100% right. I
Yeah.
think in another conversation you and I had, we talked about the model of find, win, defend. And I think as a default aggressive, like when you look at the amount of volume and the amount of transactions, it's if you're just going to wait for lower rates, I just never felt like waiting is a great strategy. I've always felt like let's create. And we know that people have a lot of equity. So let's use first-time sellers as an example. Anybody that was a first-time home buyer 3 to 5 years ago, they have equity. So let's start calling those people and having a conversation with them and informing them of the amount of equity that they have, showing them, using data to show them that look, you could move up, look at your net worth 3, 5, 7 years from now, based off what you think rates are gonna, or what you think appreciation is gonna do. And we just need to start vision casting. And then we need to first time home buyers. Big problem. We're last year, the average first time home buyer was 38. The data I'm hearing in the market, it's in the 40s right now. I don't know where it will end up for the year, but we need to do a much better job of like, where does the need start? Starts at 18. That's when someone runs their credit report, or that's when they are gonna start getting targeted. With credit card offers, they're going to sign student loans. So let's get to people as young as possible, teach them about home ownership, so we get them into home ownership in their 20s. So that's another big opportunity.
So let's talk about, and this leads into your nonprofit, because I agree with you, financial literacy is really the job of the loan officer. And of course, they don't usually do that because they wait for the sequence where the referral source is generating, obviously, the lead to them instead of getting before that. So talk about financial literacy and what have you found with providing the type of information that you are, and why aren't loan officers adapting that quicker? Because it just seems like that's really a great opportunity for them.
Well, I think the why not is they don't know what to do, and so
Correct.
I do think the industry has kind of been programmed that we start doing first time home buyer workshops for, people in home buying ages, 35, 32, 34, whatever that age. And so what we're seeing, especially with the amount of down payment assistance programs there are, especially with the amount of equity that families have, is we need to get to like families, get to databases, get to communities with how to house hack, how to buy a duplex or triplex or a fourplex in your 20s. So I think it's the industry hasn't thought of it. Like that's they haven't thought like, you know what? When I market to my database, I should be teaching everybody in my database house hacking, why buy units in your 20s. How families, while putting their kids in college, could actually pay for college by buying a home, in part, maybe even partner with other families. So I think it's just the only thing I can think of is they haven't thought of it. And so First Home IQ, that's what we do, is we help lenders and loan officers think of it, and then we give them marketing content to help them be effective with it.
So what has been the reception to that? I'm just curious. Are more lenders seeing like, hey, this is an opportunity for you? I mean, it just seems as if it would be natural.
Well, we just started the conversation last year. 2024 was our first full year operating. this year. Clayton Collins joined our board. Bill Dallas joined our board. Mitch Keiter joined our board. We added probably a dozen board members. So I'm pretty excited. I mean, it's really taking off. We've had a number of, large lenders partner with us. Movement Mortgage has become a partner, and they're educating their loan officers around it. Churchill Mortgage, we're doing something with Guild right now that's going to be coming out. So we just got started, but I mean, it's taken off. I mean, I got a little sticker right here. I just noticed it, but what they don't teach
Teach in
you,
schools,
what
yeah.
they don't teach in schools, the mortgage industry. We need to
Should
do
teach. I agree with that 100%. Well, then talk about, are you seeing depositories more into it or independent mortgage bankers, or where do you see where they kind of grasp the idea?
Well, I think because of both Kristen Messerly and Todd Bookspan and myself, who are the founders of it, we know the IMB space really well. So I don't think it's that depositors aren't into it. I don't know that we've leaned into that as much. Yeah, we're seeing IMBs get after it. We're seeing local loan officers go, oh, one, this is good for my brand. It's like a really good brand story to say, I'm this financial literacy first responder. And so it's just good for branding. And then it's good to win locally. You can partner with schools, you can partner with companies, you can promote it to your database, you can put it on social media. So I mean, it's really exploding.
So do you think some of the trouble is, and it's not just with the first-time home buyer, is that we're really today, maybe unlike maybe in the years past, but today we're asking that loan officer to be able to be comfortable to present. And the basic skill set that we think all salespeople have, the presentation skill set, that's not really true. And I see it in classes all the time, is that we really do need a different type of loan officer, someone that is comfortable in their own skin to present in front of groups, whether it's video or in person. And that hasn't been really what we have tried to attract. Would you say that's true?
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. And that's something we've actually been talking about where I don't want to say we've hit a glass ceiling because we've got a lot of growth with just the strategy at hand. But it's funny you bring that up. We've actually been talking about starting to do a monthly where we put on the training, So, hey, First Home IQ ambassadors, this is a place and we're doing more of the training for them. So to your point, like, no, 100% of loan officers, they don't know what to say, they're not comfortable saying it, or they just don't have the skill set to be incredibly compelling doing it. So that's something we also have on the roadmap to start doing. But I think it's also important to note that it's not just about presenting. I mean, like we have a quiz that's 15 questions. And if you can send an email to someone or send a text with a link to the quiz and make that part of your first-time home buyer experience, you can create a lot of impact by just doing little things like giving people a link that takes 15 questions, less than 5 minutes, and but again, making it part of your process, making it part of how you approach the market as a mortgage professional.
So is that decision, in your experience, is it really at the top end, like, yes, we need to do this? Or what I see going on is that it's left at the field level that you decide whether you see this as a market opportunity. And as a result, only what I would call maybe the enlightened souls are the ones that see that it is a viable versus it being a corporate strategy. I don't see that from the lenders that I talk to.
Yeah, well, no doubt. I mean, the lenders that have partnered with us, it's something where the partnership is to make our loan officers aware of it. It's, to
Yes,
your point,
right.
every this is not, I mean, it is for every loan officer. I mean, I believe that every single loan officer
I
should
agree.
have a first-time home buyer strategy because when you look AI, and I'm not saying it's going to do all the rate and term refis, but of all the things that can be automated, it's rate and term refis. And of the things that are least likely to be automated, it'll be first-time home buyers. So I would make
Correct.
a case that if you are a local referral-based originator, even if you used to not like doing working with first-time home buyers,
Yeah.
I recommend you learn to like it. And then I recommend, if you want to differentiate with the way that you approach the first-time home buyer market, starting at 18 and having content for social media, content for your database, that's speed to need. Like, speed to need is getting to the consumer before they're shopping. And it starts at 18.
Well, I agree with you on that. And it's interesting when you look at the banking world and credit cards, bankers basically go to colleges. The freshman year, they're
They
giving you a
start at
card.
18.
They start, that's my point. They start at 18. And we don't seem to do that. And the reality of it is that we are waiting for them to develop whatever they have to be developing versus the credit card companies, they go to the colleges. I mean, that's the first thing you get as a freshman is you get a credit card. So why aren't we doing that with, and I don't understand it, why we don't do it with the professional, the medicals, and those even further along in their
Because we haven't
education.
thought of it.
We
Yeah.
haven't thought
Well,
of it.
we haven't thought of it. We got to, I mean, it's a long game right now. The game of homeownership, and this is the data, guys. It starts at 18. Like, we know that. Like, that is a data-driven fact. We know that last year, the average age of a first-time homebuyer was 38. It's a two-decade game. Like, if we want to create demand and opportunity, and anybody from the MBA listening to this, guys, like, let's start the narrative. Let's mortgage industry. Let's do what credit card companies have been doing for decades, and let's get to them sooner. And by the way, the content, the strategies that work for 18-year-olds, they also work for 32-year-olds. They like it will be attractive to everybody.
So, Dave, I think that's a market opportunity. You and I should be talking about it because I
Let's
see it all
go.
the time. Because it's the credit card folks, I mean, they've already figured that out. And so let's get them early. And so the banks, in essence, have jumped to that. But the mortgage industry, we seem to want to wait for the person to season.
Yeah, and just a big shout out to two special partners. FinLocker has partnered with us. It has a great app. Thank you, Brian. First Home IQ app that is powered by FinLocker that is very valuable for an 18-year-old. And then we've also had Rob Crane from Down Payment Resources, who's on our board and has also partnered with us. Guys, you have tools like that. You have tools like Trust Engine. You've got Down Payment Resources data, where they have democratized down payment assistance programs. You have all the ammo you need to completely wow 18-year-olds, wow the parents of 18-year-olds. It's time to get after it.
So that leads me to my next question, that when we look at the sequence in our business has always been, oh, okay, let's go to, the realtor, to the financial planner, even how you built your own business. But now what you really are saying, and I do think it's correct, is that we can't just depend 100% on them, that we have to recognize that we have to get earlier in. And it's not the traditional methods, because these other industries have the same challenge that we have, that, as a real estate agent, if you're not really recognizing that, you just can't wait for, someone to decide they want to sell their home or whatever. You have to be earlier in where you're known in your marketplace. Do you see the dependence on the traditional referral sources has led us to think it's always going to be that way?
Well, I mean, I still think the real estate agent is the alpha partner and a great pillar. I just think that, I mean, if you like the results you have, then status quo it. If you want better results than you have, then you need new ideas and new strategies. And by the way, realtors are attracted to mortgage professionals that are going where the puck is. Like we are finding a lot of the First Home IQ ambassadors that are doing it. It's a realtor strategy. Like, hey, real estate agent, look what I'm doing. Hey, real estate agent, look how I'm getting to customers sooner. And it's a purpose and profits play. Like, hey, we are making a difference in our community. Purpose, we're doing good, but profits, we're going to sell more first-time home buyers. So I just think, like, it's not anything like, let's go away from realtors. And I know there's a lot of fear and concern around how they're being disrupted. But I just think it's another pillar. It's another idea. that most people aren't doing. So lean into a new idea.
For sure. So, any takeaways that you'd like to share today with our listeners? Because I do think you're hitting on a really important topic for sure.
Yeah, well, I would just push everyone listening, go to First Home IQ, and there's a quiz, that's 15 questions. You can even type it in, firsthomeiq.com,
Okay.
Dave Savage. And you'll see my picture on it and know that that could be your picture. It could be firsthomeiq.com, your name, or whatever you want it to be. And first of all, take the quiz, share it with your kids, share it with your friends, and know that while you're doing good, you're also it's a data magnet. Like it's a lead magnet
Yeah.
that is building databases. So yeah, that would be my takeaway. Like go check that experience out, read that page, and just know that it's a strategy you could be doing as well.
So, Dave, I have to ask the same question. How can people get a hold of you?
So I'm on all social media, although I
Yeah.
put a lot of I try to be valuable on YouTube with the Mortgage Coach YouTube channel. I try to
Okay.
be valuable and thoughtful on LinkedIn. Those are the two primary channels that, of course, if you want to learn more about Mortgage Coach and TrustEngine, just go to trustengine.com or private message me.
And I have to mention also that you just recently put up a semi-annual kind of state of the mortgage business, which I thought was really good. Highly
Oh, thank you.
recommend, yeah, on to check it out on LinkedIn. So a lot of great data, and I think a lot of really practical information about what our world's looking like. So Dave, anything else you would like to share with our listeners
Yeah,
today?
well, I did just launch a LinkedIn weekly newsletter. So
Okay.
subscribe to my weekly newsletter.
Well, I appreciate you sharing all your thoughts today. I have to have you come back. You're working on things that I think are really critical for success in our industry. And I certainly would suggest to our listeners to reach out to Dave. He is a fountain of information and knowledge, which I think is really important. And certainly subscribe to our weekly podcast. Thanks so much, Dave.
Thank you, Pat. It's an honor to be here. Take care, everybody.
That's a wrap for this episode. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your team. Want more proven sales strategies? Visit patsherlock.com for expert resources, coaching, and sales training. Until next time, keep selling smarter and not harder.